Hey friends, welcome to Naked in Truth, the podcast that's designed to open up your mind, to help you break down walls and barriers in your life that you might not even know exist yet. But don't worry, every wall that we break down together on this podcast allows you the opportunity to level up and create your impact. With that being said, I think it's time for us to get honest, vulnerable, and naked in truth. Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to the Naked in Truth podcast. It is your host and your coach, Sari D. Now, this episode should be dropping just a few days before I'm escaping with my husband all the way to the Dominican. I am so flippin' excited because we have only been to the States in Las Vegas together, as well as obviously lots of trips to Mexico. We got married in Mexico. We've pretty much celebrated almost every anniversary in Mexico, but it makes it super easy because for those of you who aren't aware, I actually got married on my 25th birthday, which is on the 25th of January. So it was actually my royal birthday that I got married, which is so much fun because now all of those big milestones for the anniversary is also going to line up with my birthday. And what a perfect reason to get away, go and enjoy some sunshine, especially in the depths of our Canadian winters. And so that is what we are going to do. So this year is another special year. We are celebrating our 5 years married. And if you do the math on that, that means that I am officially turning 30. It's so crazy to think about, guys. And honestly, I have always been the youngest in my friend group. So mom and I always used to joke about that time when I turned 30. And you know, I'm really going to enjoy these moments because everybody else is already going to be a bit older, right? I used to complain because when everybody was 18, or 19, you know, starting to go to the bar, here I am 17, 18, too young to go and join everybody. That never stopped me, but still legally shouldn't have been there, right? But the truth is that I want to talk to us today about body image and going on vacation, because the way that we treat ourselves is not the same way that people actually think. And what I want to say in regards to that is we are so quick to beat the living shit out of ourselves, not even understanding that nobody thinks the way that we think about ourselves. So I'm going to give you guys a really good example here. You know, a lot of the time, us ladies, we put on our swimsuit and we're seeing like there's a little roll going over top of our swimsuit here. We're feeling like there's a lot of cellulite going on. You know, we're just not feeling like we look perfect, right? And that's the truth. We literally feel like we should be looking some type of way. A lot of the time, it's these unrealistic expectations that we're getting from social media and media in general, making us think that we need to be a certain size. But if you've ever gone and done some history research in regards to what body image issues or what body image images have been portrayed over the years as the most desirable, it has constantly changed. Okay. There has been years where it's been voluptuous, and that, like, if I remember correctly, is like back in like the 30s. And then it went to really thin. And it just has kind of been this wave of nice and voluptuous, loving your curves, not being afraid to have some body fat on there, to getting to a point where, you know, those early 2000s, it was all about being stick thin, making sure that you literally had no fat on your body, that you were at a point where you couldn't even function. Now, before I get any further, I just want to remind you guys that it is so important for us to have fat on our body as women. So our hormones are programmed completely different than males. That's the reason why they're able to get away with fasting. Whereas if you are premenopause, we shouldn't be fasting, right? Our hormones take too much of a dip in regards to not getting the adequate amount of sleep compared to men. There's so many different things out there that are completely different for men and women. Yet our expectations as a society is that we are supposed to be some fatless society, which blows my mind of us and our expectations of where we want to see our body versus what they need to be in order to survive, okay? So if we get to a point where our body fat is too low, our body starts shutting down. It is not able to produce all of the functions that it typically does, aka this is where you're going to see a lot of infertility. Periods are going to drop, amenorrhea, okay? There is also going to be times where just our simple processes are starting to shut down. So maybe we're not going to be able to lose weight as easily because our body is feeling really stressed and threatened. And it's concerned that if it doesn't conserve the energy that it currently has, it's not going to be able to provide that function at its highest capacity. So it's just not going to do it at all. So we need to understand that in order for our body to even work properly, we do need to have fat on our body. But we're at a point in our society where we are obsessing over equality in every which direction, which is a whole other topic in and of itself. But I want to be an advocate where we need to understand that once we get to a certain level of body fat percentage, it does become unhealthy for us. This is not me being mean. This is me being realistic, scientific, that when we hit a certain body fat percentage, our body does not perform the same way as it should. We are now at risk for disease and illnesses. We are now taking years off of our life. We are making it 10 times harder for our body to have to work on the day-to-day functions when it comes to simply just getting up and down, aka those sore joints, right? Trying to move at a quick capacity. We might not be able to move as quickly. There's so many things out there that become a risk and danger when we do allow our body fat percentage to get to a certain point. Now, this doesn't mean that we should be shameful, but we also need to understand that we can't be fatless, okay? So we can't have a ton of fat on our body because it becomes dangerous. We also can't have no fat on our body because it also becomes dangerous. So are you guys seeing this commonality here? We really like to be extreme in our thought process. And a lot of the demands that we have and expectations that we want out of our body are not realistic solely for the things that I just explained. So not only is that the science behind it, but now we got to go to the psychological side, okay? I want you guys to think about the last time that you were on a beach. I can guarantee you that 99% of us did not look at other women thinking about how terrible they looked in their bathing suit. And if we did, it's because we feel so shitty about ourselves that we literally need to tear other people apart. I remember when I was going through my anorexia phase and I was so obsessed with being as skinny as I possibly could. And that was when I had the worst outlook towards other people. I would judge people. I would be almost embarrassed and disgusted for them, not recognizing that those feelings were coming from a dangerous and dark spot of how I was feeling about myself, how I felt my own body image should look. And we need to understand that hurt people hurt people. I think I just said that in like two podcasts ago, but it is such a true statement. And when we are at a point where we're literally working our ass off for these vacations, you know, many of us are living in places where the sun doesn't come out all the time. So our opportunity to get out there on a beach in a bikini is slim and far and few between. But what are we doing? We're absolutely wrecking these experiences for ourselves because of these unrealistic standards that we're placing on our body. So I'm going to give you a really good example, you know. So it was December 2022 that I started having my adrenal fatigue issues, right? And so over the next couple of months, I put on a little bit of body weight. I was maybe 10 pounds heavier than I was at my lightest. So not anything crazy. But I can tell you that the last vacation that I went on, I absolutely wrecked it. Okay. Yes, we enjoyed ourselves. Yes, we had tons of fun, but fuck, did I totally wreck things by being a complete asshole to myself. I was distraught because I felt like I didn't look like a bodybuilder. And before anybody's like, okay, wow, this chick is super vain, I want people to understand think about how much pressure you put on your body because of societal norms. And I want you to think what a personal trainer and a bodybuilder feels about themselves for expectations, because so many people are obsessed with unrealistic expectations that you get concerned that people are going to judge you, that you don't look absolutely chiseled and perfect to the brim, you know what I mean? Every season. And that's not going to be realistic. And I just did a post the other day on Instagram for some of the reasons why the scale might go up. And these are reasons that nobody really talks about, you know, things such as stress being extremely high. You are trying to grieve from the loss of a loved one. You know, maybe you are trying to get pregnant and your body needs to be at that body fat percentage. Just like I'm talking about, those pre-menopause years are so important for us to make sure that we are at a good body fat percentage so that we can allow for our body to reproduce. But not only just that our hormones are simply fucking happy because they know that they have the opportunity to if they wanted to, even if we choose not to, right? The other things are maybe you just had a baby and you're trying to find your new normal again. There's so many reasons outside of, you know, eating carbs, you know, weigh, or eating later in the day than you typically would, weighing yourself at a different time, being sore after a workout. You know, those are the ones that a lot of people talk about. But we need to understand that there is a big expectation in our society for women to look a certain way. And that image is changing for sure. Like I said, you look at the early 2000s and it's that stick thin, anorexic look that everybody was going for. Like the more bones that you had popping, it was like the better job you were doing looking after yourself, even though we know that that is completely ass backwards on them actually looking after themselves. Then you look at where we currently are now and you got the Kardashians and people like that who have gone and had plastic surgery to create these unrealistic ratios to their waist versus their butt. And everybody's pissed off wondering why they can't look like that and, you know, not understanding why they can't just place their hands around their waist and make their hands touch each other. You know, just these tiny, tiny waists that we're thinking that we should have with these big ass butts and these big ass boobies. And it's just like, guys, like this is not even real. These people paid for this shit. Like you understand that, right? They're wearing waist trainers where they're actually doing damage to their body for how tight they're wearing them, how long they're wearing them. But then we're also in this dangerous spot where you have all of these companies trying to fit in and be inclusive. And so then they got all of these extremely overweight models and they're preaching health. And I'm like, guys, like all of this is so ass backwards. No wonder everybody's so fucking confused and anxious and feeling like shit about themselves because nothing's the truth. People are on one end of the spectrum or another. Things are constantly shifting, but the thing that's remaining the same is the pressure on the women, right? So taking it back to my vacation, you know, how many times I would put on an outfit and just like start touching my stomach and like, oh, I feel like I got my little bulge here. And babe, are you sure that I look okay? Okay, babe, are you sure that I look okay though? But babe, are you sure that I look okay? To the point where my husband is probably like, you fucking don't even look good anymore because you won't stop picking yourself apart. That's what's making you look unattractive right now, right? Not that he ever said that to me, but you can tell that when you keep going at yourself like that, men aren't attracted to that. So like if you're somebody who is looking to get into a relationship or maybe you're trying to rekindle the spark in your relationship, one major thing that's going to do that is confidence, okay? What a man loves is a woman who is confident in her body, which is so funny because we're the ones that break ourselves down more than any man has. I think 99% of us can agree to that. And maybe there's just going to be the odd ones who have been beaten down by men over the years. But because of us, like, let's just say, like, even two, like, here's a good example. Victoria's Secret, owned by a man. That was something that really blew a lot of people's minds, because they're like, okay, you're getting all these models to get to a point where they're dangerously thin. You're controlling what they're wearing. And it like turned into this whole like fuck men thing, right? But I'm all about equality on both sides and recognizing that both sexes are so important to a thriving society. We have just gotten things so ass jumbled and backwards that we just don't even know who is what and what is going on anymore. But just because there are men in high powered positions like that, in my opinion, it is our responsibility as women to stand up to this shit if we don't think that it's right. We are the ones who need to stop giving the money to people like the Kardashians if we don't feel like they are actually good examples for us, okay? We need to stop thinking that we need to follow trends that make us feel like shit about ourselves. That isn't a trend, okay? The only trend that that is it's a trend of breaking people down to be weak people who are not confident in themselves and are bringing sourness into their relationships because of how they're feeling about themselves, okay? Like, I know that a lot of women are going to resonate with the fact of how many days, how many trips, how many moments have you fucking wrecked because you felt like shit about yourself, and maybe that day you took a picture of yourself and you look back on that picture, whether it was a couple months later, a year later, maybe it was a couple years later, and you're like, damn, I didn't actually look that bad. Yeah. Okay. We do that. We tend to do that. And that's what I want to grow us out of. Because like I said, we don't have summer very often for most of us. A lot of us can't afford to vacation very often. So what are we doing wrecking those moments because of some bullshit that we don't actually fully believe in our head anyways is the right way to go? Right? I think more than anything, a lot of the reason why there's so much division, there's so many poor decisions made because of following trends, you know, more damage done than good, is solely for the fact that people want to fit in. I think that fitting in is something that more of us are trying to do than we recognize. But in order to fit in, sometimes we need to stand out and stand up for what's right and really understand that we can create a trend in a totally different angle. So, am I all about body positivity? Fuck yeah. Do I expect us to have some bad body image issue days? Of course, it's going to happen. It's expected 100%. But do I expect us to put the work into loving ourselves in each season and make sure that we are not taking away from our experiences because we think that we got a little cellulite or a fat roll? Yeah, we got to put in that work, because let me tell you, the things that you're telling to yourself when you get dressed and you feel like you don't look good enough, or the things that you're telling yourself when you're stopping yourself from having some bedroom time with your partner because you feel uncomfortable with the way you look, nobody else is thinking those things about you. How much of your life and how much happiness are you robbing because of this thought process? And sometimes, and I've mentioned this many times, the pain is what we're addicted to more than anything. That control of abuse, of us abusing ourselves, makes us feel like we're controlling the situation. Sometimes that abuse feels good in a sick and twisted way. And I know that this is going to resonate with so many women because we do this all the time. But yet, we would never talk to somebody else like that. Never am I sitting there, you know, on vacation thinking about, wow, that chick should not have picked out that bikini. Holy, like, did that chick not thinking of wearing like a long dress or something because her cellulite is showing? I never, ever, ever think that way. And I'm pretty sure that most of you don't either. But like I mentioned at the beginning, if this is something that you do where you find that you pick other people's bodies apart, I really want you to check yourself as to what it is that makes you think that way. does it go all the way back to your childhood? Did you have people in your life that would constantly judge other people around you, and it made you get to a point where you feel like you need to judge other people too? Is it because you feel so shitty about the way that you look that it's got you in this hyper focus of feeling like you're literally embarrassed for other people if they're not the expectation that you feel like people should be, even though you're not that expectation, whether it's stick thin, whatever it is? You know, life is very strange, and it all comes down to perspective. Some of that perspective is in regards to how we view ourselves, and sometimes it's how we view others. Sometimes it's how we view others viewing us. But more than anything, we need to be right in the relationship that we have with ourselves to a point where it doesn't wreck our relationship with other people. And our body image issues and lack of confidence is something that can definitely do that. So the next time that you're about to go on vacation, the next time you're about to get yourself dressed in an outfit, whether it's a bikini or a swimsuit or whatever, the next time you're about to go into the bedroom with your partner, I want you to remember that this body is so capable. It is what allows you to get up every day. It's what allows you to survive this madness. And it keeps showing up for you, even though you continue to beat it down into the ground. With all of these unrealistic expectations that are out there nowadays, there's gonna be those bad body image days. But as we become stronger in the relationship that we have with ourselves, as we become stronger in the confidence that we have with ourselves, it's going to allow for those bad body image days to become farther and fewer between. So let me tell you, I might not be the thinnest that I've ever been, but that is not going to stop me from enjoying my vacation with my husband. It is not going to stop me from absolutely celebrating my 30th to the highest capacity that I possibly can, because you guys know I love to celebrate. It is not going to wreck my anniversary. I'm not going to be wasting time changing my outfit 40 times. I'm not going to be pinching and poking and asking my husband 50 times if I look okay. I'm going to fucking rock it, and it's going to feel so good. And I hope that the next opportunity that you're in, that you rock it too, because you deserve it. So I hope that this episode resonated with you. I can't wait to fill you guys in on how the trip goes. But luckily, there will be episodes while I am gone for you to continue growing into the person that you were always destined to be. So thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. You know I love you, and it's time for us to become confident AF. And that's another honest episode dropped. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Naked in Truth, where we come together every Monday morning to set the week off with intention. Don't forget to head over to our Instagram page, at Naked in Truth Podcast, to stay up to date on future episodes, guest speakers, and other kick-ass info that can help you continue to create your impact. And you know that reviews are so valuable when it comes to building a community of like-minded people. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please, please, please drop some love on Apple Podcast reviews and share this episode with someone who you think needs it. Thank you guys so much again for tuning into today's episode. I'll catch you next Monday. And don't forget, love always wins.